Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches top gear. Political leaders leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Election Commission says Jammu and Kashmir registers over 58% polling in general elections, highest in last 35 years. Cyclone Remal loses power to weaken into deep depression by tonight. Meteorological Department forecasts above normal monsoon this year. Papua New Guinea revises death toll to around 2,000 in Friday's landslide. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar expresses grief. And Sensex hits an all-time high of 76,000 mark today. Campaigning for the 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has reached top gear as only 3 days are left for it to end. Top leaders of all political parties are touring different constituencies, braving the weather to woo the voters in their favour. In Uttar Pradesh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Kushinagar, Salempur and Chandauli today. Mr. Shah said, "This election is for development and for securing the country." He said it is for the welfare of the poor.
जब तक नरेंद्र मोदी जी है पिछड़ा वर्ग के आरक्षण को कोई हाथ नहीं लगा सकता जब तक भारतीय जनता पार्टी का एक भी सांसद है हम इस देश में धर्म के आधार पर आरक्षण को नहीं आने देंगे
BJP National President JP Nadda also addressed several meetings in Varanasi. State Chief Minister and Senior BJP Leader Yogi Adityanath addressed public meetings in Balia, Robertsganj, Ghosi and Varanasi. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a political gathering in Ghazipur and Chandauli today. The SP Chief claimed that BJP and BSP have joined hands internally. In the 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held on 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh on June the 1st. In Bihar, several senior leaders and star campaigners of NDA and Grand Alliance campaigned today. Polling will be held in 8 constituencies on the 1st of June. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi held 3 election rallies in Patna Sahib, Pataliputra and Ara Lok Sabha constituencies. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav also held election rallies in Jahanabad, Paliganj, Jagdishpur and Bihta in different parliamentary constituencies. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar held a roadshow in Hilsa in Nalanda parliamentary constituency. Addressing a public meeting there, Mr. Kumar claimed that his government will achieve the target to provide 10 lakh government jobs by next year. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi held rallies at Chaugan Maidan in Chamba and Chambi in the Shahpur Assembly constituency under Kangra parliamentary area. She said the INDA bloc will empower women of poor families with the Mahalakshmi scheme.
कुछ गारंटियां जो हम देश भर में लागू करना चाहते हैं पहली ये है कि 25 लाख रुपए तक आपको स्वास्थ्य बीमा मिलेगा हम महिलाओं के खातों में 8,500 रुपए हर महीने केंद्र सरकार की तरफ से देंगे ये पूरा एक साल में 1 लाख रुपया बनता है आंगनबाड़ी आशा बहू और मिड डे मील की बहनों के लिए हम आपका मानदेय बढ़ाएंगे और केंद्र से दुगनी राशि भेजेंगे
In Odisha, BJD Supremo and Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik held a public meeting at Barua under Kendrapara Lok Sabha constituency. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said, under the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision, the aim is to promote indigenous talent and increase employability. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi emphasized that nation first is at the center of every decision of the government.
स्कीम्स जो हैं उसको सैचुरेशन पर बल दिया कि भाई 100% जो स्कीम जिनके लिए हैं उन बेनिफिशियरी को 100% तो लोगों को पता है मुझे मिलने ही वाला है तो करप्शन के लिए कोई जगह ढूंढेगा नहीं क्योंकि रिकॉर्ड मेंटेन होते हैं ट्रांसपेरेंसी रहती है अब डायरेक्ट बेनिफिट ट्रांसफर 38 लाख करोड़ रूपये करीब ट्रांसफर किए हमने
Highlighting the investigations by state machineries, he said the aim of the government is based on zero tolerance and ensuring evidence-based action and not on perception. In a massive stride for India's electoral polity, Jammu and Kashmir witnessed the highest poll participation in the last 35 years by registering 58.46% voter turnout in the ongoing general elections. The Union Territory comprises five parliamentary constituencies, Srinagar, Baramula, Anantnag, Rajouri, Udhampur and Jammu. Udhampur recorded over 68% and Jammu recorded over 72% voter turnout. Srinagar recorded over 38%, Baramula more than 59% and Anantnag Rajouri registered a voter turnout of nearly 55%. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar complimented the voters for this achievement. In the seventh phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held on 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh on June the 1st. This also includes the Ghosi Lok Sabha seat, which is one of the important seats of Purvanchal. On this seat, the NDA Alliance has nominated Arvind Rajbhar, National General Secretary of Sohail Dev Bharatiya Samaj Party. Apart from him, on this seat, 28 candidates are trying their luck. A report.
Ghosi Lok Sabha seat of Purvanchal is formed by combining Mau and Balia district. There are five assembly constituencies in this Lok Sabha seat. This includes Madhuban, Mau, Mohammedabad, Gohna and Ghosi of Mau district and Rasla assembly of Balia district. So far, Congress and Communist Party of India have won five times each and Bahujan Samaj Party three times. In the 2014 Modi wave, BJP candidate Hari Narayan Rajbhar gave the party its first victory on the seat. But in the 2019 elections, he lost this seat again as a BJP candidate. BSP's Atul Rai had managed to win here this time. The NDA Alliance has nominated Arvind Rajbhar, the National General Secretary of Suhail Dev Bharti Samaj Party and son of the National President of Subhaspa and State Government Cabinet Minister Om Prakash Rajbhar. Samajwadi Party's National Secretary and Spokesperson Rajiv Rai is in the electoral fray from the NDA Alliance. Apart from this, Bahujan Samaj Party has made former BSP MP Bal Krishna Chauhan its candidate. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. The Gujarat government today ordered the transfers of Rajkot City Police Commissioner and Municipal Commissioner. Rajkot City Commissioner of Police R. Bhargav will be replaced by IPS Brijesh Kumar Jha and Municipal Commissioner Anand Patel will be replaced by D.D. Desai. The government has also ordered transfers of additional Commissioner of Police and Deputy Commissioner of Police of Rajkot City. The Meteorological Department has said that the cyclonic storm Rimal is likely to move north-northeastwards and gradually weaken further into a deep depression by tonight. The cyclonic storm over Bangladesh and adjoining West Bengal moved slowly northwards with a speed of 5 kilometers per hour during the past 6 hours. More from our Kolkata correspondent.
Rainfall has already stopped in South and North 24 Parganas districts of West Bengal and in Kolkata and adjoining districts after 4 p.m. in the afternoon. The Met Office has informed that there will be no rainfall tomorrow in South Bengal due to Rimal's effect, but weather will remain cloudy. Malda, Dakshin Dinajpur, Alipurduar, Jalpaiguri and Kochbihar districts of North Bengal will receive heavy to very heavy rainfall today and tomorrow. Districts of North Bengal will also receive rainfall from 29th of May, but there is no link of this with Rimal. It will be the effect of monsoon. Meanwhile, the state government will review the damages caused by Cyclone Rimal. Districts have been asked to submit reports. Total 4 persons have died due to the cyclone. One in Kolkata, one at Mausuni Island of Sagar and two in East Bardhaman district. Kalyan Laha, Akashwani News, Kolkata.
Meanwhile, the sea conditions off the coast of northern Odisha have become rough to very rough with high waves and strong winds. In Bangladesh, at least 10 people have been killed and over 30,000 homes destroyed after Cyclone Rimal smashed into low-lying areas of Bangladesh last night. Our Dhaka correspondent has filed this report.
Hundreds of shrimp enclosures have been washed away, while many villages on coastal areas were also submerged by the tidal surge and heavy rain. The violent storm disrupted power supply to southern districts of Bangladesh, leaving over 2 crore people without power supply since Sunday night, leading to disruption of mobile networks and internet services. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast above normal rainfall over the country as a whole during the monsoon season this year. Director General IMD Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra said this while releasing the second stage of long-range forecast of southwest monsoon.
According to the second stage long-range forecast issued today by India Meteorological Department, we are expecting above normal rainfall activity for the country as a whole during the monsoon season, June to September 2024. We usually get 87 cm of rainfall, and this year we may get 106% plus minus 4% of the long period average rainfall.
Dr. Mohapatra further informed that conditions are favorable for onset of monsoon over Kerala and the northeastern states in the next 5 days. In Rajasthan, people are not getting any relief from the scorching heat wave conditions. Temperature has reached record highs at many places. In the last 24 hours, maximum temperature of 49.8 degrees Celsius was recorded in Palodi, and mercury was measured above 47 degrees in 10 cities. Many patients suffering from heat stroke are being admitted to hospitals. The health department has set up a state-level control room to deal with heat wave treatment and relief services. In Haryana, in view of the severe heat and heat wave, summer vacation has been declared in all the schools of the state from Balvatika to class 12 from tomorrow till June the 30th. Strict action will be taken against those educational institutions which do not follow the guidelines. In Papua New Guinea, around 2,000 people are feared to have been buried by a massive landslide that hit the remote hillside village in Enga province of the country early morning on Friday. The National Disaster Center gave the new number in a letter to the United Nations. The latest figure is a sharp rise from earlier estimates. The rescuers have been struggling to find any survivors as heavy equipment and aid have been slow to arrive due to the remote location. The area continues to pose an extreme risk as rocks continue to fall and the ground soil is exposed to constant increased pressure. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the island country in a social media post. Mr. Jayashankar said that India's thoughts are with the government and the people of Papua New Guinea. Dr. Jayashankar said India stands in solidarity with the friends at this difficult time. Powerful storms killed at least 20 people, injured hundreds, and left a wide trail of destruction across Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kentucky after tornadoes and severe weather struck the central United States. More than 120 million people remain at risk of severe weather today, concentrated over the East Coast. On the other hand, in Afghanistan, at least 16 people have lost their lives in recent floods in Baghlan and Badakhshan provinces. According to local officials in these provinces, 500 houses have been completely or partially destroyed in the floods. Director General of National Disaster Response Force, Piyush Anand, has said that the force is 24/7 ready and the relief teams are dispatched within 30 minutes after receiving the emergency call. In an exclusive interview to Akashwani News, the Director General appeal to citizens to come forward and volunteer for the noble cause.
Ek seva karne ka jo mauka milta hai, that is unmatched. So this is one way I'll request if you can contribute to this effort. And I can say everybody can do it. So that way there is a lot more flexibility. The purpose being that we should be out of the campus within.
The interview will be broadcast immediately after this news bulletin in the Spotlight program on Akashwani Gold and other frequencies. It will also be available on our social media platforms. India's benchmark stock indices, BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50, jumped to hit new all-time highs today. The Nifty 50 peaked at an intraday high of 23,110, while the Sensex surged to 76,009. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches top gear, political leaders leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Election Commission says Jammu and Kashmir registers over 58% polling in general elections, highest in last 35 years. Cyclone Remar loses power to weaken into deep depression by tonight. The department forecasts above normal monsoon this year. Papua New Guinea revises death toll to around 2,000 in Friday's landslide. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar expresses grief. And Sensex hits an all-time high of 76,000 mark today. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.